And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble. Say, when you were a youngster, I'll bet you often stood in the kitchen and watched your mother bake a cake. Can't you remember the pleasant, homey smell and the way your mother fussed putting the finishing touches on the icing? And when you asked for a piece of the cake, she said, oh, no, not until supper. And that cake looked so luscious, you just wondered how you'd ever hold out till supper time. Well, I suffered even worse hunger pangs than that when I watched the mice and you sure mixed Crisco cake this morning. Why, that cake looked so good, I just couldn't wait to sink my teeth into it. You see, New Sure Mix Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in years, and we patented that discovery. Yes, in every single can of this new Crisco, you'll find three new cake-making advantages you can't get in any other shortening we know of. That's right. With New Sure Mix Crisco, you can make higher, lighter, tenderer cakes than ever before. Now, that's an amazing statement, but we proved it by baking thousands of cakes in our own sunny Crisco kitchens. We baked these cakes with many different recipes and every well-known shortening we could find. And these tests showed that the cakes made with New Sure Mix Crisco were higher, lighter, and tenderer than those made with any of the other shortenings. And they were better eating, too. Now, the big secret of these grand cakes is the new kind of cake batter Sure Mix Crisco gives you. Wait till you see how Crisco picks up your other cake ingredients and mixes them more thoroughly. Boy, what a cake batter you're going to get. Smooth as satin. And listen, this new Crisco batter is the only cake batter you can feel sure will never separate or curdle. Yes, these smoother Crisco batters can give you the best eating cakes you ever made. So don't miss this wonderful new cake-making help. Get new Sure Mix Crisco today. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and her son, Mr. Rush Gook. Since our friends aren't in the kitchen partaking of their noonday meal, it's our immediate inference that the meat's not done. And that's exactly the case. Listen.
Both you and your father expressly asked for beef punkles. Beef punkles require ages and ages to get tender, so don't complain about the delay.
Okay. Gov is the boy that'll complain. He'll say, Sadie, you may pack your valise.
Yeah. Sadie, you may pack your valise and quit the premises.
I've warned you that the next time I come home and found the meat not done, I'd marry some other woman.
Delivery boy's fault. I never got my beef punkles on the stove earlier. Never showed up till almost 10 o'clock. I'm astonished Mr. Croucher keeps him. He's a smart alecky kid, too. This morning, he answered me back flip when I inquired.
Here's Gov now. Hi.
Hi.
Sadie, you may pack your valise.
Uh-huh.
My kitchenware dealer's quarterly come.
Golly, I never looked to see if there was any mail.
I'll go.
Kiddo, did my magazine come?
Well, I don't know. Willie's going to the mailbox.
It's there, Gov. I can see it through the window.
I must have been busy this morning. I never forget to bring in the mail.
I saw Steve Chessbutter downtown. They told me they made a horrible mistake.
Who?
The editors of the Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly.
What'd they do?
Oh, printed some half-wit's picture and labeled it Victor R. Gooker, plan number 14.
Really?
Well, that's what Steve claimed.
Hmm.
It was true that doggone magazine editors are careless slobs.
Hmm. Shall I go pack my valise?
Huh?
The meat's not done. Shall I go pack my valise?
Hurry up with that, George.
I'm glancing at the jokes.
We'll get a move on. I knew they were going to print my picture in this issue, and I've been waiting for it. Gone into what Steve says is correct. Okay.
Here's a pretty funny joke. An Irishman was riding on horseback and got his foot caught in the stirrup. B. Javers, he says. Ye spell P.
Hand that over here.
Your father never kicked a bit about the meat not being done.
Maybe you got him tamed.
Page 86, Steve says my picture's on.
Man, an Irishman was riding on horseback and he got his foot caught in the stirrup. Be jabers, ye spalpeeny, says.
For gosh sakes.
Let's see.
Oh, they smoke.
Well, let's see.
Talk about slappiness. Them dimwit magazine editors must be asleep.
Is this supposed to be you?
Don't it say Victor R. Gook underneath?
Yeah, Victor Argo, plant 14.
Let me see.
Bald-headed fella in a striped swimming suit.
Get a letter for me to singe their eyebrows off.
This fella's got garters on, but no socks or shoes.
Oh, my.
I could sue the crooks for this. Read that whole business underneath there, Rush.
Here you see pictured Victor R. Gook, capable chief accountant at plant number 14. Mr. Gook is shown at his home in Gravelman, South Carolina, all ready to enjoy a dip in the Pacific Ocean.
Was that all?
Yeah.
I was supposed to publish a biographical sketch, a long biographical sketch. What do they do? Publish a picture of some other slob and print one little six sentence.
And that one little six sentence is completely wrong. You don't live in Gravelman, South Carolina.
Oh, don't I?
It's news to me if you do.
Let me see that outrage again.
Yeah, yeah.
I ought to go up to Chicago and grab that editor and knock his head together.
Maybe there's another fellow with the name Victor R. Gook.
Yeah.
At plant number 14, there's another fellow with the name Victor R. Gook. Funny, I'm not acquainted with him. I spend all my time at plant number 14. You'd think I'd have bumped into this other Victor R. Gook that works at plant number 14.
Mm.
Look at this ape, striped swimming suit and idiotic grin on his face.
Notice his garters?
Garters and no shoes and socks.
I've been counting on my picture and biographical sketch in this kitchenware dealer's quarterly. Been looking forward to it. I plan on ordering a dozen copies and sending them around to friends. And then this mess. Here you see picture Victor R. Gook, capable chief accountant at plant number 14. Mr. Gook is shown at his home in Gravelman, South Carolina, all ready to enjoy a dip in the Pacific Ocean.
Hey, another mistake. South Carolina ain't on the Pacific Ocean. South Carolina's on the Atlantic Ocean.
Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
Well, maybe the fella's just visiting in the neighborhood of the Pacific Ocean. He lives in the Atlantic Ocean, but he happens to be visiting.
No, because it says he's at his home. Mr. Gook is shown at his home in Gravelman, South Carolina. Mr. Gook is shown at his home in Gravelman, South Carolina, all ready to enjoy a dip in the Pacific Ocean.
Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
By George, Victor R. Gook would have to make a high dive all the way across the United States if he plunged into the Pacific Ocean from South Carolina.
Stuff like this makes a guy sore, Sage.
That's too bad.
I plan to send clippings to Bess and Walter, the Dixon outfit, Robert and Laura Steen, and Y.Y. Flirch, and half a dozen other guys.
Wonder who'd be calling at the noon hour.
Smelly Clark, maybe.
Answer.
I'd like to know who this slob in the swimming suit is.
Victor R. Gook from Plant 14.
I ought to go murder somebody in Chicago.
Hello? Yes, I believe he is. One second. Sounds like Mr. Kneesucker got.
Uh-huh. Gonna wisecrack about this magazine mess.
Wonder why this fella never took his garters off.
Maybe it's fashionable to leave mine and grab him in South Carolina. When people in Gravelman, South Carolina, feel like a dip in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, let's have it quiet. Hello? Oh, yes, Ike. I'm looking at it now. Holy smoke, did you ever hear of anything so stupid? Where did I get the striped swimming suit? Well, it don't strike me humorous, Ike. Strikes me the rottenest piece of half-wit carelessness I have. Huh? What am I liable to do, Ike? Is to take off my garters and wrap them around your neck.
Ike made a remark about this guy's garters.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ike. Have a hearty belly laugh for yourself. Go ahead. Okay, laugh yourself sick. I'm going to hang up, though. Okay, so long. You big ox.
Ike?
Yes.
Oh, it's too bad. Bess and Walter would have got a big thrill out of your picture in a magazine.
This man resembles you a little.
He does, at that. Something about the mouth and chin.
Well, maybe it is me. Of course, he's bald-headed, and I'm not. He's got ears that flop over sideways, and I haven't. He's got a striped swimming suit, and I never owned one. Well, it's probably me. Come to think of it, I live in Gravelman, South Carolina.
Oh, it's too bad.
Smelly Clark's Uncle Strap once had an experience where...
Never, yeah, feeling in a mood for a little horseplay. Well, I'll answer that, Josh.
Okay.
You'll probably have to put up with a lot of Josh.
I'm liable to break somebody's skull. Hello? Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. The garters and no socks and shoes. Yeah.
Must be Mr. Rumor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very funny. Yes, indeed.
Oh, is it? I see. Well, okay, Mr. Rubish. Okay. Bye.
He's hanging on to his side.
It's too bad.
Gave me some information, anyway. He recognized this baboon.
Oh, really? Who is it?
Chalmers Zeschaby.
Chief accountant like you?
No. Head of the boxing department in plant number 8, Shackleville, Oregon.
Another mistake, then. Says Jerry lives in South Carolina.
Them magazine editors ought to be kicked in the snoot.
Well, it's too bad.
Them big crocks.
Mr. Rubish never explained why the fella left his garters on, did he? I bet he...
Okay, I'll get that.
Doves in for plenty of this stuff.
Yeah.
Hello? How are you, Turpin? My autograph? Want me to autograph my picture in the kitchenware, dearest? Well, you're very funny, Turpin. You're very, very funny, Turpin. Turpin. Look, Turpin, I'm busy right at the moment. Suppose you call me back sometime next month. Okay, Turpin.
Sam Turpin?
Yeah. Hmm. Look at this hyena. Mm. Striped swimming suit. Hmm. Garters and no socks and shoes. Hmm. Here you see pictured Victor R. Gook, capable chief accountant at plant number 14. Mr. Gook is shown at his home in Gravelman, South Carolina, all ready to enjoy a dip in the Pacific Ocean.
It's too bad.
Doggone that doggone luck.
Mom, you suppose the meat's done?
Vic.
Doggone that doggone luck.
Vic.
What?
Let's go eat our dinner.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, here's a mock chicken pie that'll make a glamour dish out of leftovers. Dice any leftover veal or pork, then grease a casserole with Crisco and put in meat, gravy, and vegetables. Cover with small unbaked biscuits made with New Sure Mix Crisco and bake in a hot oven for 25 minutes or until the biscuits are browned. And boy, these tender, piping hot biscuits and gravy are just about the best eating I know of. But then, so is all Crisco cooking. Just wait till you taste those tempting golden brown Crisco fried foods. And as for those New Sure Mix Crisco cakes, by our baking tests, made with many different shortenings, definitely prove that cakes made with New Sure Mix Crisco can be higher, lighter, tenderer, and far better eating cakes than you can make with any other shortening we know of. So get Sure Mix Crisco today. No shortening we know of comes to you purer, fresher, or creamier. So Crisco's the only shortening you need for all your baking and frying. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Melvin Allen speaking.